Good morning. Okay, so this is going to be a rough one. Zachary left almost a year ago, as you guys know. And I don't think most of you know when he left that it left me in a very deep depression. A very, very deep depression. A debilitating depression where I couldn't even get out of bed. I got out of bed to come to church, and I put on the happy face, and when everybody asked me how I was doing, I said, fine. But I really wasn't fine. I just was in physical pain. I really was in aching physical pain. And it got to the point where I couldn't function daily, so I had to have a meeting with Bruce. I didn't know what else to do, so I don't remember if we had coffee or we had lunch, but we met, and we discussed what to do. And basically, he said, put on your big girl britches and walk through with pain. Scrapbook, do whatever you have to do, but put on your big girl britches and walk through the pain. So that's what I did. And it took me probably about 3 months to get through that pain and get through that depression. And I scrapbooked, and I'm still not done. I mean, I saved literally every single piece of paper that he ever made, everything from church, so that means from the time he was 2 years old. And I saved everything from school, so I mean every pink slip he ever got, because I didn't know if I'd need it for court. I saved every piece of homework he ever did. I've got everything he's ever done. Every rock, I mean Merced Rocks, he beat Merced Rocks. Because, I mean, I've got every single rock he ever painted, and I made a little box that has a window and shelves in it, and I've got every rock he's ever painted. I've got every pine cone he's ever given me, because those are the gifts that he had to give me. He had no money. I've got every feather he's ever given me. Those are the things he had to give me. So I have collected those, and I have put those in little collector boxes. And I'm slowly, slowly going through them, and I'm still scrapbooking because I have a long way to go. It's 10 years of collecting. So, but the depression is gone. It's gone. But it took a long time. It took 3 months of getting through scrapbooking and collecting and sorting through his stuff and, you know, writing to him, video chatting with him. And it took a long time going through this. So, and it took a lot of praying. I couldn't have gotten through any of this without God's help. God is the one who got me through this. A lot of reading my Bible, a lot of praying. None of this would have been possible without God's grace and God's love. God, first and foremost, got me through this. Bruce got me a kickstart and booted me in the tail and got me started. But God is the one who got me through this. God's love. None of it would have been possible without God's love. He is the one who got me through this, and he is still daily getting me through this, missing Zachary. It is not over for me. It will never be over for me until Zachary is 18 and he is back here in California. And he is going to college here in Merced, which that is my plan. And I'm not through this. So, and, you know, I get Ed and Jane thank me for, you know, watching Bella, but they don't understand what a blessing Bella is to me to have a child back in the house. And that child energy just back in the house and having that just that blessing of being able to have that again. And she is such a blessing to Lou and I. He even enjoys having her, the dog. Just it's just having that energy back into the house. And she's a blessing to us. They think that I'm a blessing to them, but it's the other way around. It's just, it's not. It's just, they're a blessing. She's a blessing to us. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart for letting me do that for them. Thank you. Because it's important to me that I get to spread that, that it's a gift to me. So thank you. And just anybody who is going through some sort of depression, let it know that God can help you through it. It is a task and it's a step, but just know that you can get through it. I'm letting you know right now you can get through it. Just one day at a time. Put your big girl britches on, your big boy panties on, and get through it. Fight through the pain. Walk through the pain. You can do it. With God's help, it's right here. This is his promise with his love. He didn't just die for our sins. He died because he loved us. And that love is right here, right here. So let's take this meal and remember his love for us. Okay?